The biggest moments in the games.
SGA on the handle. Out front. Down the lane. Spurts. Kicks. Left wing dump. Wants three. It's online. Give it to him, baby. Thunder by 21. Timeout Pacers. It's happening. It's happening.
The biggest voices in sports.
Anything can happen at Fanatics Fest. Like me getting traded.
The heartbreak.
19 and a half seconds left. The Thunder will get it to the forecourt. Dribble out the rest of the clock. And then start celebrating their first NBA championship since moving from Seattle to Oklahoma City several years ago.
The celebrations.
It's over at Paycom Center. Final in Game 7, the Thunder 103, the Pacers 91. A dream realized. The storybook season is complete. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
And it is. It is the Bulletin Blitz. Welcome into the audio of the day segment presented to you by the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. All of our fine affiliates that are taking us right now, thank you. We appreciate you as much as the listeners. It is Tuesday, July 15th.
And the ones that aren't, it just makes us work harder.
Yeah, if you don't hear us right now, that's the wrong answer. If you do hear us, tell the people that don't hear us how badly they screw up. It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2025, and we'll start our Bulletin Blitz with, of course, the Commissioner of Baseball. I mean, the All-Star game is on right now. We're in the middle of the All-Star break, so let's get some baseball in here. Pat McAfee had Rob Manfred in because, you know, Pat McAfee has everybody on. And we heard from the Commissioner earlier in regards to, you know, what they're trying to do in regards to national baseball broadcasts to try to make it more accessible to fans everywhere. But one of the things that also needs to be looked at is the competitive balance around baseball. There's too many haves, too many have-nots, rather. You know, a lot of teams don't spend any money. A lot of teams that are pretty much completely eliminated from postseason contention right now. The extra wild card hasn't necessarily worked out that much. So Rob Manfred says the system needs to improve to give every major league club a chance.
There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great team year in, year out, and they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win when you're sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
There are teams that inherently have more ability to spend money than others. There's no doubt about that. But some teams also, and the Pirates are one of them, it seems, use that as an excuse to not try at all. So, yes, the system could be more equitable, but also there are a lot of owners that don't put enough into the team, and you know what? They get away with it because there's no accountability from the other owners. It'd be sweet if some of these owners would be like, hey, you need to, like, spend more money, man. But instead, when a guy like John Fisher wants to destroy his franchise, everyone votes and says, yeah, go ahead, do it. Because they're all, at the end of the day, helping each other out. You screw me over. No, I'm going to help you screw over the players, so I'm not going to screw you over. So the system's bad, but part of the system is these owners letting all these other owners get away with it.
Yeah, because they're, you know, holding the reserve in their back pocket. I'm like, all right, I'll scratch your back now. You'll scratch my back later when I need it. Also, just kind of a side note here. Everybody clamors for a salary cap in baseball. That's not the answer. You need a salary floor. You need to have a minimum payroll threshold for these teams to meet up and spend money. I'm not saying go spend money like a drunken sailor, but you can't come in here with a payroll of like $4. So baseball, yeah, definitely has got to get some tweaks in here. Let's stay with baseball, and let's stay with the commissioner, because I think Manfred's not the worst commissioner in the sport, but there's a lot of things that he's done to piss people off more than, you know, I would say his predecessor or other people in other sports like Gary Bettman in hockey and so forth. But Alex Rodriguez, when he was speaking with Colin Cowherd on the Herd, thinks Manfred's not only doing a solid job, but he's doing a Hall of Fame worthy job. Take a listen.
I agree with you. I'm a big Rob Manfred fan, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. Single-handedly, I mean, with the changes he's made the last two or three years to really save our game, he probably belongs in Cooperstown. But the reason why I like this, Colin, technology's made the game better. Anytime you make players and umpires more accountable, it's a great thing. Going back 10 years, that strike you see right there on the screen, 83% of the time, the umpires were getting it right. 10 years ago. Today, that number's ballooned to 97%. So it's a much better quality, much better game, much better accuracy. All those things are good. Now, the application of it, we have to go see how it works. I know they've been doing it in the minor leagues. I am really looking forward to tonight to see how that plays out, because I'm a little bit on the fence, but I'm more pro because I think Rob Manfred deserves some credit. He's built some equity here over the last 3 or 4 years with his changes. And I think the game has the gift and the curse of being so married to their history. I think some of the other leagues have really pushed the envelope.
So the challenge was used tonight, at least once that I saw.
Yeah, Tarek Skubal.
And it worked, and it was smooth, and seeing it happen made me way more pro than I was. So that's that part of that. The other is when you hear Alex Rodriguez thinks Rob Manfred should be in the Hall of Fame, what is the first thing that comes to your head?
Oh, Alex Rodriguez wants to get into the Hall of Fame himself. Like, that immediately would scratch my back, scratch yours.
Yeah, and that's really the only reason that I wanted to play that clip.
Yeah, well done. Because, listen, Alex Rodriguez, I actually think he is one of the best baseball analysts out there. His mind works. He analyzes the game like a baseball savant. More so than like Derek Jeter and David Ortiz. I know I'm picking on those guys because Fox has a broadcast, but they don't really say much of substance. Alex Rodriguez really knows well the game. His credibility takes a shot right here. I mean, come on. Rob Manfred in the Hall of Fame. He called the World Series trophy a piece of tin. This guy is really tone deaf. Let's switch gears. Let's go to the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Almost made that same mistake yesterday. But a reason why the Big Ten was on the tip of my tongue, because he says the SEC and the Big Ten, they're not on the same page when it comes to the college football playoff format.
We had a different view coming out of Destin around the notion of allocations, if you will. And I think you'll probably hear that again from our coaches. The Big Ten has a different view. That's fine. We have a 12-team playoff, 5 conference champions. That could stay if we can't agree.
The difference is the Big Ten is right and the SEC is wrong. You will get your at-large bids, dude. And if you don't, then you didn't deserve them. They're so dead set on having 4 at-large bids. It's dumb. And they're really making me mad. And I don't know why more people aren't yelling at them along with me.
You like to be on the ledge and be yelling at people. You heard it here first. Let's switch gears a tad bit. Let's go to the NFL. Some call it the No Fun League. Not me. I have plenty of fun. Congratulations to cornerback Sauce Gardner. He got a 4-year, $120 million extension with the Jets, so he will be staying with the Jets for a long time. And this is 24 hours after Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, he got a long-term contract as well. So, and he gets it 4 years, $130 million. So the Jets are keeping their young core guys in place. Well, not so much into the Commanders' land. Washington has themselves a little bit of a dispute with Terry McLaurin. And now Terry's making his grievances known on podcasts and, you know, wherever he gets to be in front of a microphone. Here's Terry McLaurin talking about the contract dispute that he's having with the Commanders.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. Everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. I wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. And just to see how things have played out has been disappointing. Obviously, I understand everything's a business, but at the same time, like, I want to put myself in a position where, you know, I'm valued and, you know, I feel appreciated and things like that. And, you know, unfortunately, that hasn't transpired the way I wanted to.
That scene with all these holdouts, the McLaurin one seemed like it would be the one that got settled the quickest.
Yeah, seriously.
It has not yet. But then I still feel like we're kind of in no man's land where the pressure isn't really there yet. Pressure spurs action. And I know teams are going to start to report to camp relatively soon. So maybe that gets grinded up a little bit. But I feel like this one gets settled. I guess it is surprising maybe a little bit that it hasn't been settled yet.
Yeah, I mean, we're closer to training camps. I think once we start getting these guys into the facilities, you'll see these deals get worked out. Let's not panic quite yet. Plus, I do want to draft them again in my fantasy team. So, yeah, let's definitely get that settled. Let's get one last one in here, and we will actually go back to college here. Yesterday, we played some Lane Kiffin audio in regards to whether he thinks Nick Saban's going to come back. Well, here's Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. Does he believe Nick Saban's going to make a return to coaching ranks?
Nah, I don't believe it'll happen, but I certainly know he would be good for the game, and I know he loves being with his grandkids, and he's not gonna get off that couch without Miss Terry letting him. So that's it's one of those hard things. He's got to bypass her first.
Do we have to call her Miss Terry every time?
Yeah, seriously.
Does that bother me?
It's so old.
Also, I don't think Nick Saban's coming back either. This seems like a perfect, it's MLB All-Star Week kind of story. Because plenty of radio time has been spent on Nick Saban, where he could go in a week where maybe it wouldn't have been in a normal part of the calendar.